This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses ending financial barriers in medical treatment. Nepal calls for unified BIMSTEC disaster mechanism to harmonize risk assessments and establish a dedicated regional disaster risk reduction fund. Education Minister Raghuji Panta says a federal parliament will pass school education bill by the end of June. And Hamas officials say 6 people killed by Israeli gunfire near Gaza aid site. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet at 1 p.m. today. As per the meeting agenda, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil will present a proposal seeking a discussion on the government's annual estimate of revenue and expenditure budget for the financial year 2025-26. Similarly, the Chair of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Ramhari Khatiora, is scheduled to present the report of the committee on the Federal Civil Service Bill 2082. It may be noted that the Parliament meeting has not been able to enter the regular agenda in the past few days due to continuous obstruction by the opposition parties demanding the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak over the visit visa scam. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has emphasized that no one should be deprived of medical treatment due to financial constraints. Speaking at the inauguration of the Jeevan Vikas Community Hospital and Technical Education Foundation in Katahari Rural Municipality 2, Morang, yesterday, Prime Minister Oli praised the hospital's inclusive approach which ensures care for all regardless of financial condition. The Prime Minister also pledged government support for hospital's plan to expand its capacity from 200 to 300 beds and to establish a medical college in the future. Four new COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in Sudur Paschim province in the last 24 hours, bringing the total number of active cases to 13. According to the epidemic contact person at the Sudur Paschim Province Health Directorate, Hemaraj Joshi, all four newly infected individuals are men who recently returned from India. The cases were detected using antigen test and all infected individuals have been advised to remain in home isolation. The cases have been reported from Kanchanpur, Achham and Bajan districts. The latest surge follows 5 cases reported on Friday, 1 on Thursday and 3 on Wednesday. Nepal remains on high alert as country faces one of the most intense monsoon seasons in recent years. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, has ranked Nepal as the fourth most at-risk country in the world for climate-related disasters like floods, landslides and droughts. With the monsoon rains already underway, up to 45% more rainfall than average is expected in provinces including Karnali, Gandaki, Lumbini, Kosi and Bagmati. In response, the government has activated a nationwide monsoon preparedness plan. But the concerns remain. Experts like Dr. Taranidhi Bhattarai of Tribhuvan University argue that Nepal continues to prioritize post-disaster relief over long-term prevention. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has issued a public appeal for vigilance. Taking to social media, the Prime Minister urged citizens to stay alert, stay informed and adopt safety measures against the heightened risk of floods and landslides this monsoon season. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has stressed the urgent need to modernize the postal service to meet the demands of the digital age. Speaking at an interaction organized by the Department of Postal Service in Biratnagar yesterday, Minister Gurung said the postal system must evolve through technological upgrades and restructuring, ensuring it meets the practical needs of the people. Joining the discussion, Ministry Secretary Radhika Arial said the service should be commercially classified and restructured, while Kosi Province's Minister for Internal Affairs and Law, Revati Raman Bhandarai, called for making the postal office self-reliant. Also present at the event were Director-General Manamaya Pangeni, Morang's District Coordination Chief Azambar Rai and other postal representatives from across Koshi province, all echoing the call for the more trustworthy and efficient postal system. Home Secretary Gokarnamani Duari has highlighted steps taken by Nepal in reducing disaster mortality, infrastructure retrofitting, localizing DRR strategies, and improving social protection standards. At the high level UNDRR BIMSTEC event under the 8th edition of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction, GPDRR 2025, that concluded in Geneva, Switzerland on Friday, Secretary Duari presented Nepal's progress under the Disaster Risk Reduction National Strategic Plan of Action 2018-2030. He also urged the creation of a unified BIMSTEC disaster mechanism to harmonize risk assessments, monitor Sendai framework implementation, and establish a dedicated regional DRR fund. Organized by the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, UNDRR, and hosted by the Government of Switzerland, the two-yearly event held from the 2nd to the 6th of June saw the participation of more than 3,400 delegates from 166 countries across the globe. This year's theme emphasized urgent integrated action towards risk reduction, innovative financing, and inclusive governance to address escalating climate-induced hazards. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Panta, has claimed that the bill for the amendment and integration of the law related to school education 2080 will be passed by the Federal Parliament by the 29th of June. In his address to the consultation program on early childhood development organized in Kathmandu yesterday by the Federal MPs Coordination Group for Early Childhood Development, Minister Panta shared ongoing efforts to pass the bill within the stipulated date. The minister also pledged that all legitimate demands of the teachers would be addressed through the education bill. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has urged civil servants to be sensitive and responsible while delivering services that directly affect citizens. Addressing an orientation organized in Dhangadi yesterday by the Passport Department for the employees involved in passport service at the District Administration Office of Sudhur Pashim Province, Minister Dr. Rana sought suggestions from service seekers on ways to improve passport-related services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The Hamas-run civil defense agency in Gaza has said 6 Palestinians have been killed and several others wounded by Israeli gunfire in the latest deadly incident close to an aid distribution center in southern Gaza. A spokesperson from the agency said people had gathered to collect food supplies on Saturday morning when the shooting started. The Israeli military said it fired warning shots at suspects who approached them in a threatening manner. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed and hundreds injured trying to get to the distribution center this week. The U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which runs the center, said it has paused its operation to deal with overcrowding and improved safety. The United Nations insists the new aid distribution model puts Palestinians in danger and does not provide enough food and medicine to deal with Gaza's humanitarian crisis. It has been almost 20 months since Israel launched a military campaign in Gaza in response to the Hamas-led cross-border attack. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Kosi and at one or two places of the Madhes province along with the hilly region of the country today. There are also chances of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Due to the influence of monsoon winds in Kosi province, the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy in the province along with the hilly region and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. The western and central region of the country are currently under the influence of westerly winds and local winds. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 29 to 31 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses ending financial barriers in medical treatment. Nepal calls for a unified BIMSTEC disaster mechanism to harmonize risk assessments and establish a dedicated regional disaster risk reduction fund. Education Minister Raghuji Panta says Federal Parliament will pass school education bill by the end of June. Hamas officials say 6 people killed in Israeli gunfire near Gaza Aid site. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.